Thank you very much, Lynn. You know, the Smithsonian really did benefit from the participants of the Center for Public Scholarship. Ivan and Corey sent us many fabulous interns. The National Museum of African Art had a few, and it was always so energizing to meet these young people, these real movers and shakers in South Africa, and in the case of our museum, and to know what a great program that was and what great support they were getting at Emory. So what a wonderful contribution that has been to many fields. And now we have Leslie Witz here speaking, came in from South Africa for this, which is wonderful. You may be attending a conference as well, but we know you came for this. But Leslie is a professor of history at the University of the Western Cape.
Thank you. I was just thinking, and I was looking through my notes in preparation for this, and I can actually recall with the exact moment, I think, when I actually met with Ivan. And I can give you a time and a date, as a good empirical historian would do, I suppose. Tuesday, April 28th, 1999 at 2 p.m. The reason I can do this is that I was a discussant for a seminar that Corey and Ivan were presenting that day at UWC, the University of the Western Cape. And I have a copy of the paper, which has the date and the time, and my notes. And Ivan would have found this quite remarkable that I actually still have these, because I always told Ivan how I always destroy my archive, and I tell our students how I do that and talk about the politics of archiving. And so, but I do have it. But actually, in fact, I might be wrong. It might not have been 2 p.m. I think you arrived a little bit late because you had lunch with David and Jane that day. And the title of the paper that they gave that day, it seems to have two different titles, because the seminar paper says Islands of Authenticity, Museums in Disney's World, but in my notes it says Islands of Worth, Museums in Disney's World, which is very strange. But I like the title I gave the paper, because I think it talks something about Ivan and the contribution he made to public intellectual life in Africa. And to try and ascribe sort of a value to that worth is, it's almost impossible because it's been so large. But I looked at my notes for the paper, and I hadn't met Corey or Ivan at that. And so many times I used the word difficult or difficulty. I was just struck by this, how many times I did it. And I think about it, and it's actually thinking what that meant. And I think the difficulty is important because it was a productive difficulty that Ivan made such a huge mark on public intellectual life in Africa. I think it was productive in many ways, but two that the difficulty is that one of them is that Ivan and Corey decided to make the connections with UWC, the University of the Western Cape, and became friends with us and colleagues, and I think that was a difficulty. It was a difficult route to go. UWC in the South African context is a under-resourced and a little bit unfashionable university, I suppose. And so it was really a difficult choice in some ways to make. But the difficulty, I also think, is a nice thing to think about, because it's also about the questions that were posed, that Ivan always made the question difficult. And I think that's good. And I think that was very productive for us. He made us pause and reflect on our ideas, to argue with him. I think that was absolutely crucial, and to develop ideas and go in directions possibly that we had never thought of before. And I think it was this probing and seeking out of the not-so-comfortable, combined with openness, generosity, and commitment, that led to the Institutions of Public Culture program Lynn has referred to, that was funded by Rockefeller between the Center for the Study of Public Scholarship and institutions in Cape Town, public and cultural institutions. And I spent a lot of time, I was the chair of the Cape Town Committee, and scholars went backwards and forwards, mainly to Emory as a result of this program, because it was South Africans who were targeted. I mean, that was the major... I mean, I look back and I look at other programs, and it was an absolutely remarkable program. South Africans were targeted. We did the choice, basically, of people who went on this exchange, and that is another thing. And the most valuable thing that came out of this was that the workings with Corey, with Ivan, the reading of our work, the advice that was offered, and it was an amazing program, I think. But also coming out of the Institutions of Public Culture program was actually the, again, this is with Rockefeller Foundation funding, was the sustaining of a museum and heritage studies program in Cape Town. The African program in museum and heritage studies, which has been going on for now 14 years. It's a program run by the University of the Western Cape and Robben Island Museum. Used to be University of Cape Town, but they pulled out. But the program still goes on. And it's really become one of the most successful museum studies programs on the continent. And we've had many sort of leading people in African museums coming onto the program. And so when I posted an obituary about Ivan and his life on the African Museums Association website, which is called the AFRICOM website, not the other AFRICOM, it was no surprise that there was an actual flood of responses from people from museums on the continent, people who hadn't met Ivan, but they talked about him. They talked about him with generosity and how he had affected and his work had affected their daily practices. I won't go through them, but just one, and Corey also picked it up from Abdoulaye Yisela, the ex-director of the National Museums of Mali, and I've got a translation here. He said, "The loss of such a huge icon in our large family, the great Ivan Karp, has deeply grieved us." Or as in French, it is Le Grand Ivan Karp, and that's what Ivan... And Ivan was grand in many ways for all of us. I mean, for those who came to Emory as part of Institutions of Public Culture, people who have gone on to make substantial interventions in public intellectual life for Africa, in Africa. I mean, they may not be people with high profile, but I think these people who have went through the program, through the museum studies program, through the Institutions of Public Culture program, they brought their experiences and their interactions and their engagements with Ivan into their work. And so what I'm going to do is actually read the names of those people who came to Emory as part of the Institutions of Public Culture program. And I hope I've left nobody out. Three of them are here today. As part of the program in some way or another. Some of you might know some of these people, others don't. Let me just read their names. Let's start here. Valmont Lane, Patricia Hayes, Siraj Rasool, Joss Thorne, Noel Solani, Sepayim Kolo, Primesh Lalu, who's here today, Zaid Minty, Helen Joannidis, Peter Merrington, Helen Moffat, Ryland Fisher, Cheryl Ann Michael, Nikki Rousseau, Madeleine Fullard, Anne Major, Jeremy Sylvester, Natasha Becker, Mareka Detoy, Charles Kabwete, Mbulela Mkhubata, Julian Yonker, Corin Sandworth, Carol Brown, Billy Dushiko, Juanita Lila, Anne Stephanie, Josiah Mute, Derek Hook, Tandu Kodo, Longile, Patricia Davidson, Crane Sudin, Jane Taylor, David Bunn, Gary Mintley, who's here today, Deirdre Prince, Dumasani Sibai, and myself. And I hope I've left nobody out, like I said. And I think I can speak on behalf of all of them when I say to Ivan today, thank you, my dear friend Ivan.